you were witnessing a historic event, you might try to take a picture or grab a memento to remember it. Pictures weren't available when this occurred, so the spectators did the next best thing. They started taking hair from the horse's tail. What resulted is this edition of the American Countryside. The Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
On Penn Street in the historic section of St. Joseph, Missouri, you can still find a building that was important in the story of those moving west.
This building was actually originally a stables, and the reason it was here is because if you'd go a few hundred feet to the west, you had a train station. People would get off the train, and they could rent a buggy or a carriage or a single horse.
Dick Deshawn is speaking of what we today know as the Pony Express Stables. At one time, the stables housed 150 horses for the needs of the traveling public. But on April 3, 1860, these stables were the place where the Pony Express began. It was a big deal that evening as people gathered to await the mail arriving by train that would then be handed off to a rider named Johnny Fry to begin the first leg of transporting the mail west towards Sacramento.
The people in the park started pulling the hair out of the horse's tail and the mane, and of course that upset the horse, so they brought the horse in here.
The onlookers simply wanted a piece of the horse as a souvenir of the event. Russell Majors and Waddell advertised for a specific type of rider to carry that cargo.
Orphans preferred. Naturally, they did want single men at least because they knew there was a possibility they could be shot or injured or something on the road.
The riders were paid $25 a week. Although the Pony Express lasted but 18 months, it is ingrained in the minds of many. In fact, groups often retrace the route, including people far from these stables.
We have Pony Express clubs all over the world, and they occasionally will come to the United States, and they're just fascinated with this museum.
You can still visit the stables and museum here today. You can see the video version of our story by following American Countryside on Facebook or watching U.S. Farm Report. Traveling the Countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.